Welcome to the Vanilla to Vixen podcast. This show contains adult content, so if you are under 18 or easily offended, please switch off now. Mr. and Mrs. N are not qualified relationship counsellors. This show is for entertainment purposes only. Now the disclaimer is out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy our journey from Vanilla to Vixen.
Episode 92 of Vanilla to Vixen. We are your hosts, Mr. and Mrs. N, also known as...
The Naughty Couple.
Hello, Mrs. N.
Hello, Mr. N.
We have some very special guests on the show today.
Yes, we do.
And one of them is a musician.
I know.
Actually, he must have sort of, you know, performed in front of quite large audiences.
I'm sure he has.
I've got a story about that.
I had a feeling you might have. Smooth, baby. That was smooth.
So, what's the difference between an ass and a rude audience?
No, I don't know.
You can make an ass clap.
Oh, God.
Let's get straight onto this. So, joining us now by the modern, amazing technology, we've got Ellen P, who are known as Always the Sun.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
It's so cool to meet you today. And so, are you quite new to the scene, or are you experienced naughty hobbyists? How would you describe yourselves?
I'm quite new to the scene. I am. P has obviously been introduced to it before. Okay. He met. Yes.
Okay, that's always interesting. So we've got kind of a newbie and somebody with a bit of experience. This is going to be an interesting story already, I can tell this.
So how did you guys meet?
I'm leading you astray.
Oh, you're a bad influence.
Round at all, actually, to be fair.
How long have you been together?
Just over 2 years.
Okay, not too long. Okay, and so how did you start getting into all the monkey business? Who suggested it?
Well, I was, how can I put this? Oh, let me think. I enjoy sex. I really do. But I hadn't been with many people. I was in a very, very long relationship. I was in a relationship from a very early age. And really for more than half of my life.
My partner of 2 years had a very active previous relationship, let's say.
Okay.
But she's obviously practiced a lot and probably done more different things on a one-to-one basis than me. But I spent the 90s going to Jamaica. So I went 8 or 9 times. Didn't stay in hedonism too or anything like that, but I stayed in couples, Archerios couples, Negril, Sandals. Hedonism was next door, but basically there were, as there is in Jamaica, clothing optional beaches in every hotel, and hot tubs in the gardens, etc. So there was plenty of nudity, love naturism, plenty of nudity there, and a bit of fun in the hot tubs occasionally, and certainly that opened me up to it. I have a house abroad in the sun in Cyprus, and so clothing is banned in that house.
I like the sound of your house.
And in 2019, I briefly went out with someone who, basically, we hadn't been seeing each other for very long. I went on a vacation to Cyprus and beyond in the Middle East. And while I was there, she messaged me and said, "I've done something you might not be pleased about." And I said, "Okay." And she said, I've registered on Fab Swingers as a couple. And she we hadn't actually discussed it. We'd only discussed her previous experience, which was around going to CAMS in Darlaston and killing kittens parties. So she'd had a bit of fun, then put on weight, didn't want to do it. A few days later, we actually decided we weren't going to go forward, so it never happened. But I suppose I had my appetite whetted, if I can use that. We're actually very good friends now, me and her. I'm just got on with life, obviously. And then when we got together, myself and Elle,
Did it start off kind of with a bit of talking, a bit of fantasy? That's how we started, wasn't it? A bit of fantasy.
In a sense, yes. He loves to hear about what I used to do, and he really gets turned on by it. And I found it turned me on a bit, seeing him getting turned on by it.
Yeah, it's all sounding very familiar.
We just kind of, obviously then he told me about his ex, and I thought, you know what, why not? I'll give it a try. You know, if you don't like it, fair enough, you've tried it. But once...
You didn't get turned on a bit. You got mega.
Yeah.
I see. So the tease then actually took full throttle with you.
Well, every guy wants to hear about the experience in the past, don't they? No? Or, as far as I'm concerned, they do.
Well, I'm exactly the same. This is exactly the same as my kink. Some guys are not the same, as we've discovered.
Yes.
But I think a lot of guys are similar to us. So definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's about, I always say in business, about self-preservation. If you're worried about someone else pinching your job, you should move on and let someone else get on with the job. And if you're worried about past relationships or something that's happened, well, it's a reflection on you. So actually you should enhance it, embrace it, use that experience. You're benefiting from that experience, and you move on and upwards, which is where we've done, really.
Yeah,
that's a good piece of advice, that is. Definitely. So how soon after you two got together did you kind of step into the breach, so to speak?
I actually can't remember. You sorted it out, didn't
you? We registered on Fab. I don't think anywhere. No, just on Fab. And we, so that was probably early 2023. And then... I went off on a band tour around whatever it's called, Australia, New Zealand, Thailand, etc. So I was gone for a while. And then when I came back, we hooked up in messaging a few people. And we actually met a guy in Costa in town, because I was just curious, really, as regards trying to look. We chatted about ourselves and boundaries, whatever, and obviously read all about, you've got to set your boundaries if you're going to go clubbing or anything. And I met this guy in Costa, and it was quite interesting. He was telling me a few things, wasn't very experienced. And then they were going to a garden party on the Sunday, and we turned up at this garden party as well. And he turned up with his wife and her mother. And that was fine, because it was a garden party. But... she was really paranoid. I think that we were going to say something in front of her mother, which was a really weird thing to worry about. Elle was talking to this guy, and his wife kept coming back and saying, "Are you going to come out and look around the gardens and come out?" And he kept saying, "No, I want to stay here." And his wife just got progressively more and more peed off about it, quite naturally. And it was just like really weird, as though he was mega keen and she was like, I'm not sure, actually. Having said that, so we actually left the garden party. I booked a train, booked afternoon tickets in London for the 6 o'clock Rocky Horror, which is on a Sunday. It's the 6 o'clock. So we get all the way down to London from the Midlands and back after the show. And we naffed off to Rocky Horror afterwards. To be fair, this couple on FS contact us occasionally. I think they've forgotten we had this meeting, because they contact us and just say, oh, nice photos, whatever, as people do. And but they've got loads of verifications now, so they've obviously worked it out somehow. Yeah. so that was our only thing, really. We messaged a few people. Elle has children, so we're juggling those a little bit. And so we don't.
Then P travels a lot.
So we messaged a few people, and then we finally decided we were going to go to a club. Yeah. So that was, I suppose, the catalyst to actually doing something about it.
Yeah.
So the first, it's a little bit like us, because me and Mrs. N, we've had definitely false starter meets, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Private meets.
Yes.
And so we had a couple of meets that were not particularly brilliant in the beginning.
No.
It's fair to say.
Yeah, let's just not talk about those.
We weren't meeting with a view to anything. Well, we would do afterwards, obviously, but it was a garden party with her mother turning up. So it's unless they were seriously, they were in the late 50s, kind of 60s. So the mum must have been in her 80s, etc. So, you know, that would have been pushing the boundaries somewhat, wouldn't it?
I think that would win the award for the weirdest meet.
So what is your dynamics then, you two? So how do you play?
How do we play? So Elle can do what she wants, and I want her to do what she wants. And I'm not interested in penetrative, but I'm soft playing. As evidence will come all the way back to going to V2V a couple of weeks ago. But so the idea was basically we go to a club, and we were up in Manchester for an appointment, decided on the way back on a Tuesday night, I think, to pop into Cupid's in Swinton. I think the most significant thing, well, the two or three things significant to remember. We were totally comfortable about going. We'd agreed our boundaries, which was, I'd said to Elle, whatever you want to do, I ain't going to say no. There's no issues about it, whether it's a lady, a guy, it's 17 guys, whatever. Not a problem at all. So that was cool. Unfortunately, even cooler was the club, because it was freezing, which is a real thing to have in a club where you don't actually put the heating on, really. So that was a bit surreal. So that didn't help the mood. Elle then chatted to a guy who was sitting, you talk about bad, false meetings, whatever, bad things. So it was probably two or three couples there and about 10 single guys. And one of the single guys sat by Elle and kept rubbing her leg, and she told him to stop. Rubbing her leg, told him to stop. So that wasn't ideal.
That's not good at all.
So we had a word.
He just wouldn't take no for an answer at all. So, which then I became quite uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, but that's natural. Yeah, absolutely. Would.
Yeah.
Obviously. But so that was a downside. Having said that, the other side of her was a South African guy she was chatting to. The problem is we were fanning about so much that by the time I kind of clicked, or she actually decided to kind of definitely tell me, that they'd kind of been, had the knees against each other, and she'd been looking at his towel that was, I got a microphone underneath it. the time had run out, really, so it was kind of 11:30, it was closing at midnight, and so I'll bugger it. So that didn't happen. That was a little bit of a frustration. Yeah. But it was a learning. It was a learning curve, etc. And do you know what? My biggest issue with Cupid's that night, and they sorted it by the time we went back a second time, was they didn't ask for ID. There was no membership system, no ID. It was like, really? That doesn't smell right, particularly when you're allowing people. So you're allowing people in with no recrimination, really, or no other than perhaps a camera image coming in. So that didn't really sit comfortably with me. So we did that, came home. We then went back a second time because we had another appointment very local to there on a Monday night. So we went for an even quieter night. These were supposed to be new members' nights. So I think there was another couple. There was one other couple that night, and they were nice. He was a bit overbearing. She walked in completely topless from the start, and they basically had both been doing stuff, but had just hooked up the previous week. So they'd been best mates, and they hooked up the previous week to start having sex, basically. So they were in and full on, I think, we both agreed. But there were a few single guys. We kind of wandered around, and it was cold again. And we got chatting to a guy, nice enough guy, really respectful,
I think.
He
was lovely, yeah. He was, I felt comfortable with him, and then we kind of...
Yeah, so that was cool, and we then kind of, are we going to do something, are we not? And obviously that was down to Elle whether she wanted it or not, because there wasn't a couple we wanted. There was no risk of soft play from my point of view, and I'm 100% straight. And... So in the end, we kind of stood up the corridor, whatever, and then I basically said to this guy, right, you come in this room, she wants to have some fun. So he kind of, all his dreams were hit the jackpot, bullseyes. The room, locked the door, and then what happened?
We had some very good fun.
Oh, I thought you were going to give that step by step. We want the step by step, don't we?
I enjoy two guys wanking over me. I love that, which obviously that happened at the end.
Yeah, that's the end. Come on.
You and Mrs.
I was going to say kindred, high five there, Al. I'm with you on that
kindred
one, my love.
Spirits. You're definitely kindred.
It really is. And,
so how did you start off in the room?
I think I started wanking him up, actually.
Well, he stripped. You were in your outfit.
Yes.
Which was a body from
Anne Summers. Yeah.
A body.
And
so he stripped. You decided you needed to make him hard. So yeah.
Were you really like nervous? Were you nervous at this stage?
Do you know what? I wasn't, which I was really quite shocked about.
I was
thinking I would have been, but I think, do you know when you just feel ready to do it? Because I think if I was nervous, I wouldn't have gone through with it.
Yeah.
And I thought, if it's now or never, if I don't, then fair enough, I can easily walk away. But no, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. To be honest, I think he was hard by the time we took his towel off. And then I started wanking him off, and then
he just turned you.
He turned me over, and because I love doggy style, absolutely love it, and yeah.
Do you think it helped with going to the club the first time, and even though nothing really happened, it was a bit of a non-starter? Do you think that helped then, that going the second time, you were probably a little less?
Yes, I think it did. I think because I kind of knew what to expect. I was hoping it wouldn't have been so cold, which it obviously still was, because I'm a very nesh person. But I think, to be honest, I think we needed to do that so I knew what I wanted, what I didn't want. And yeah, and then while he was fucking me from behind, I sucked you off, and it was just amazing.
And then he turned you over on your back.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty perfect, like, me. It was almost like first experience, I suppose. That's a pretty good first experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
It was great. He made me feel comfortable. It was no thingy questions. We just talked about life, to be honest. So I know that sounds a bit, but just normal everyday things, which I think put us at ease, to be honest.
Yeah.
And he explained his first time and his life. And I just think that helped a lot. To be honest, yes, very.
Yeah, and he's had a few verifications. He'd already had a couple when we hooked up on FS and verified each other. He'd already had a couple of verifications that basically said this is a nice guy, not pressure. Would walk away if it wasn't whatever. And he's had a couple since. So
did he make you feel part of it? Because sometimes it can happen when you play with probably a single guy and you're a couple that sometimes they can make the other half feel a little bit excluded.
I don't think I thought about it, actually, because I'm a reasonably confident person. And secondly, I wouldn't care if he did or not, actually, to be fair. So
you're just so laid back.
You are Mr. Chill.
We'll tell you about our experiences since before we came to V2V. So you'll realise I'm quite laid back. And what I would take issue with is that the first trip to Cupid, something would have happened, no problem at all, with this South African guy if the club hadn't closed an hour earlier. So simple as that.
Yeah.
So we would have made sure it happened because she fancied this geezer.
That's it, yeah.
No problem at all. He was a nice enough guy. Right, let's get in there and you get on with it and we'll, yeah. So it would have happened from that point of view, but clearly having gone home frustrated in more ways than one with the situation, I agree it was a learning curve, etc. So yes, it probably was easier, but it would have happened anyway on the first visit if we'd actually got off the backside. Yeah.
So obviously after your first encounter, shall we say, what was it like when you two obviously got back home?
Yeah, so I came in the room at Cupid's as he did. We both came over L at the same time. But yeah, I think I was probably ready by the time, because we live a good nearly an hour away from Swinton.
Yeah.
So I was definitely ready when we got back as well. Probably and on the way in the car.
Yes, sure. It was. Well, definitely.
We did make it back to my house but in one trip, which isn't always what happens on our journeys. So yes, it was okay. It was the first thing. I was very pleased. She'd had another guy, kind of thing, and I was reasonably happy about that and all.
How do you think it like affected your relationship afterwards? Was it like, did you find that you were having more sex? Were you sort of thinking about it? For us, I think afterwards we were like floating on air.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would agree on that comment. It did. It was amazing, to be honest. Because we're quite sexually active anyway, despite any of that.
Yeah, and we have no problem about talking about what we've been getting up to and whatever, that's for certain. So
definitely not.
So it was cool. I, as lots of the guys on FS always comment, diary juggling, kid juggling, whatever, work juggling, etc. is Elle has works and has kids. I don't work and I ain't got kids. So... as she keeps reminding me, I travel a little bit as well. But when we are together, yes, absolutely. It certainly didn't reduce it was definitely enhancing our situation.
I think it made me more curious about the lifestyle and wanting to know more, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think it's what you expected it to be, the naughty hobby, or... do you think it's different to how you originally thought it was going to be? Obviously, sort of being new to it, and you heard all those stories of what it was like from your partner, and then you've jumped into it yourself, obviously together as a couple. Is it what you expected, or is it different?
I think it's what I expected, to be honest. It's like going to our third visit to a club. That completely opened my eyes to new things that I would never have even considered ever.
Really?
Yes.
But we discussed it a lot, you know, because of diaries and whatever. We'd had a lot of false starts ourselves in actually, right, are we ever going to get a weekend when we can go to a club? Or what? So we ended up sneaking a Tuesday when we got an appointment in Manchester. We ended up sneaking a Monday, a completely wrong night to try it out. So actually we discussed it a lot before we actually ended up going.
So
no surprises for me either. It was we knew what we wanted. I wanted someone to sort her out, and we got that.
I'm a man after my own heart.
So I'm more intrigued now. So what was the difference between your first club visit to the you know, a different club that you went to?
The third one was...
Well, we'd actually had one experience at home by then, or two?
Yes, no, we'd had one experience. By then, I think we had a massage.
Yeah, so one of the guys who's on FS who offers massages and travels around. He may have visited and he certainly didn't do a short massage. He certainly enjoyed it very much, and it was probably one of his longer massages, let's say. And it was only cut short because there was a kid's run to be done. Yeah. At some point.
3 hours of heaven. It was amazing. It really was.
I do a lot of band shoots and gigs around the world, and I have a very high level camera, as well as some internal cameras here as well. So I videoed and did a lot of pictures as well, which the guy about 3 days ago he used. So this would have been last November, I want to say something like that. Yeah. And he is still using pictures of Elle on his, as well as his current, you know, this is this week's massage, etc. There's still pictures of Elle, because we've got a specific lines in the towel that was lying on the bed, on his massage table.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
That is cool. So how did you rate the home meet to obviously a club meet?
I enjoyed it. I think I really enjoyed it. To be honest, I needed a massage. That was just, and then like a happy ending at the end, where again they both wanked over me. They both come at the same time, which again is heaven for me.
It's all on video.
Yes, all on video.
Mrs. Ain's eyes are lighting up at this point.
I think I was more nervous about a home visit. I was definitely, because obviously they're coming into your home there. Because I think my concern is if when you do that and it doesn't quite work, possibly, not that it ever has happened yet, that, well, you know, they're in your house now. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. There's nowhere to escape on a home visit. We say this time and time again. There's nowhere to escape on a home visit.
No.
And often you get single guys where they'll say, oh, well, you know, I'd rather do a home meet because it's not so much pressure. But they don't. They're usually guys that have never been to a club, so they don't realise it's so much easier as a club, isn't it? Because you can just sneak away.
This is it. So I had that in my mind. Well, what if I don't quite like it? Or then I'd have to be rude to tell them, because obviously I would say, well, no, this isn't going to work for me. But luckily, touch wood, it's all gone well.
Right. So there's a question that I want to know, guys. So I'm assuming you both sound like you've got a really good connection with each other and you communicate all the time. So did you have that conversation of sort of wish lists on and things that Elle would particularly like to do?
We've exchanged dream lists and wish lists and fantasies and all the rest of it. Absolutely.
Definitely. And like I said before, one of the things that I would never have considered until I saw it on the third time we went to a club, was in being interested in women.
Okay.
I witnessed two women and it really sparked my interest, which I never thought.
Yeah. At the dungeon in, is it a dungeon? At, Extasia in West Bromwich, which is also very, very cold because they have a massive door against the smoking area right by the dance floor. And it was horrendously cold again.
Yes.
Maybe there's a ploy in that. So if they think you're cold, then you're going to have to play and get all hot and sweaty. And
I thought that. But for me personally, once I get cold, then no, it's just... I was shivering. I was that cold. I was not. But like I said, when you wander off and you kind of... But I witnessed these two women and I was like, oh... I didn't realise, because like I said, I would never have considered it before. It didn't even come on my wish list, did it? No pun intended.
No.
But, and then I was like, oh, I wouldn't mind giving that a try. And and it kind of went.
I think your kinks do change. They're like fluid. So not necessarily sexuality, but your kinks and just what you like, what you enjoy. What turns you on? I think it does. It changes all the time, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think especially if you're in an environment where you're watching certain things happening, like you say, you wouldn't necessarily think, oh, I'm really into that. But then you watch it. And in that particular environment, which is very, you know, hot and sexy and whatever, you suddenly start to think, oh, well, there you go. I never realised that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because like, you see what other people are interested in, and it like it can spark you, but then you don't know till you've tried it, or you can just say, well, no, actually, that's not for me. And
and it was a I forget what they called the night, it was so there was a bit of bondage going on, there was a bit of tying it with ropes, there was a bit of candle burning, there was a bit of spanking and whatever. So we tried the spanking and demoed that, and then, as I say, watched these two ladies with two guys basically looking after one of them as well, while the other one looked after the other lady. So yeah, it was cool. So we did discuss that on the way in.
I was just about to say, you know, was that a discussion that Elle, you sort of just said to P, you know what, this night is kind of like opened up things for me? And
yeah,
definitely. I said to him, it turned me on seeing it, which I never thought, because it's, porn is very different. When you see it on porn, it just nothing. But when I saw it in real life, I was like, do you know what, actually,
I was obviously gutted with that knowledge.
I was just about to say, you know, I bet you were like, oh no, you know what, I don't think that's my boat.
Six numbers on the lottery there.
I felt incredibly threatened. Bring it on.
So obviously, since you've had that discussion and you've had that thing, Elle, where it's like, this is something I'd like to try. So have you been able to try it?
I did.
So we did nothing for ages after that. So when did we go to Extasia? February, March time, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, it was before Christmas.
Yeah, before Christmas.
So we actually did nothing. Just to cut across, we, off FS, wanted a guy. Elle really wanted another guy, etc. So we actually invited a guy off FS who is on there as a couple, but they also play separately.
Yeah.
And he came across one Saturday lunchtime and Elle met him at the door. I refused to. And so that was quite a cool thing. So that was our next experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that was amazing as well.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. There's a lot of video. There's some serious video and photo footage, which I think, we don't live together, so I think both of us get to use that very regularly.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, because at least it keeps your connection when you're not together all the time. And it kind of does that bond, doesn't it? It's that thing you have between you.
I totally get P, because taking the video and the photos, it's an incredible way to be part of it. It's an incredibly sexual thing to do.
Mm.
Well, there was a hell of a lot of oral going on as well, that's for certain. And a lot of kissing, a lot of eye contact between them, which is horny beyond belief, obviously. The stuff is pretty 12 out of 8, I would say, on the scale.
And are you always there, Pete, or do you kind of sort of, you know, I'll just nip out the room for a bit and leave you to it for a few minutes?
Well,
or?
To be fair, when the guy came and did the massage, and I popped down to get some water. By the time I came back, she'd taken her underwear off. He'd asked to take her underwear off. So I do leave the room occasionally, but no, I want to be in the thick of it. I want to see it.
Yeah.
As I say, I've got no problem with being around another guy at all. I'm just 100% straight. Yeah. And and I'm happy to, in that one, I step back. The sofa we're sitting on at the moment, Elle and him sat on the sofa while I sat on the other sofa when we chatted for an hour after all the business was done upstairs, and a cup of tea before he went home and we got on with our lives, kind of thing. So it was pretty good. He was quite experienced, knew what he was doing. Elle clearly enjoyed him. And I enjoyed it as well, so there you go. We probably had quite a bit of fun after you left.
I'm sure you did.
We had a bit of fun before you arrived, and we had a lot of fun after you left. Yeah. So there you go.
And do you live off those kind of experiences for quite a while? Do they call it stay with you?
Yes, I would agree.
Well, I think I am at this moment. That's what's So,
definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely up there in the top three gallery videos and photo sets on my phone. And I've got, because I travel, as I say, with music, I've probably got 25,000 photos and videos on my phone. I've got a very big memory on my phone. And
is it like, you know, when you're not together, especially if you're traveling, P, do you do a bit of phone sex? So, you know, you talk about it over the phone and get each other going.
A lot. We've done less recently, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised if you've got all these photos and videos.
Hey, back of the net, man. It's a man thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. You will never go to Pornhub again when you've made your own.
We're testing it because in a week's time we're flying out to our holiday home, and Ellie's coming for 7 days, and I'm staying for 24. So we're going to test it again. So that was a very, sorry to cut across you before about the female experience. I just wanted to tease it a bit longer.
That's all right.
Because it involves you guys as well. Not directly, obviously. But factually. So that was a very cool experience. I suppose we then got on with life again. I went out to Cyprus. I've been on a band tour for 18 gigs in 24 days or something around the UK, and then came back, and we managed to slot a Saturday in finally with you guys.
Yay!
Back of the net!
Was that a good build up there?
Absolutely brilliant build up, babe. You couldn't have asked for anything better.
So suffice it to say, when we visited 2 weeks ago to Liberty Elite and Vanilla to Vixen, Elle had never, until that night following Extasia, had never thought about it. And certainly when we arrived at the eviction, had never touched a lady, kissed a lady, whatever.
I'm sorry, I do tend to jump on people as you walk through the door.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, I've got to be honest with you. And having, because I'm crap at preparing for things, and no disrespect, I think I messaged you and said, I did, didn't I? And I said, I've just been looking at some of your videos that you did before the event, and then some of the videos you've seen since. And based on that, you didn't jump on us enough when we were out.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
If I'd seen that before the event, I probably would have held on to you a little bit longer when we greeted
you. That means you're going to have to come back.
Well, we will when Diaries managers, we've messed up the next 2 dates, which is or I have anyway.
Yeah.
We will get there. I'm sure there will be a lot of people interested in seeing you, meeting you. The next one, I think I can see this be rather a popular fab account.
I'm thinking so too.
I've got to be honest with you, Extasia was 100, and I fed back to you, Big Stad, and I did a verification, or we did a verification together after V2V, and it was 100% polar opposite to the experiences that Cupid and particularly Extasia, where found it quite cliquey, and we understand that because these people are regularly, they don't go every week, but they've seen the same people every 8 weeks or whatever, so we get that bit of it. But it was just, we're quite out, probably not obvious on this call, but we've overcome our natural shyness and we're reasonably friendly guys, as 100% the guys when we arrived at Liberty Elite, not just you guys on the door and the lady that gave us the tour. The whole place was freaking friendly. The whole place just wanted to smile, etc. It was bob-on.
Thank you.
The big question I have to ask.
The club was warm. Yeah! Oh! I'd rung you about a message. Sorry, not you, the club. And I'd asked about 52 different people on FS. Is it going to be warm? Because she's going to bloody kill me and we'll never go to the club again. The club we visit is sodding cold.
That back room I have never known to be cold. No. That is a seriously hot room.
It was amazing.
We may have experienced that room.
Yeah. Giving nothing away. Big smile from Elle. Big smile. That kind of gives me a clue.
You can have it all. We're building up. We're building a track. You see what I did there?
But yeah, it was. Like I said, people, and I love the little game. When you first walked in, the game of finding the matching.
Yeah, well, we didn't find anyone.
No, we didn't. But it got people talking like, oh, have you got mine? And I think that really helped. It really helped. Well, us it did.
Did anyone find anyone else?
Yes, they did. We had a few.
We did, because there's a beautiful lady called Number One Social Butterfly. And so she found her matching colours, didn't she? Because she won a riding crop.
She did.
We met her,
yes.
When we first arrived in the jacuzzi room, etc., she stood with us with another couple at that point. Yeah. And told us she'd never been before, was not experienced at all. And the four of us just stood there going, really?
She's such a little fibber.
She wasn't very convincing.
No, I was going to say.
She's not usually quiet in the corner. She's usually full of... Most beautiful girl, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and that couple we were talking to.
Well, we just chatted socially a little bit for about five minutes. And then actually, I think it was me that led the conversation to say, right, this is actually what we're looking for on the basis of, if you want me to bend you over, I'm not going to do that. And the lady just said, actually... I don't want any other guy inside me, but I want to see him have someone. And he basically said she absolutely loves female. And it was like,
and that was it. And
I think we've ticked some boxes there, guys. So pretty rapidly we ended up on the big beds in the middle.
Straight in there. I'm very impressed with you two.
Do you know how long it took us to get on the big beds?
I did leave the room to get the bottles of water. And then the lady left the room to go and get a brand new... Oh, no, sorry, she got a little bag with her that got a brand new little toy there. So that was, albeit I was the only one who could get the thing to work. It was one of those where you have to press it beyond belief to get the vibration to work on it.
That's a good point, you know. We never mentioned that. We've actually been asked, sent messages in private, where people will say, can I bring my own toys? Can I bring my own, you know, sometimes like floggers and things? You can.
Yeah.
Anybody
absolutely.
Can bring anything they want to.
Yeah, it's like, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, this couple had definitely brought them, and they'd only ever been to the one club, but they hadn't been for donkey's years. Yeah. I hadn't even realised how many years it was, because when they went in, the reception said, actually, it's far longer than that. It's that. Yeah. It was pretty quickly that she just stripped off straight away. He did. Elle kept. You get your bra and pants on, but your pants didn't last long at all. They got taken off for you. And I'm very comfortable naked. So, they just got down to it with her, with Elle. And, there was a lot of oral, a lot of penetrations with fingers and toys and tongs.
A lot of kissing
with both. And it was actually cool because we'd agreed our boundaries, and I asked Elle a couple of times because the lady kissed me or I kissed her, whatever, and she was a great. Well, I saw her kissing Elle, so actually I wanted to go. And there was a little bit going on my side as well, but well within her boundaries and my boundaries, and because the main event was the two of them and Elle, and so tell us about you and her.
To be honest, as soon as we made the decision, we just kind of went straight for it. Loads of kissing. We literally went straight to the big bed and it kind of, went from there.
Ferret and rabbit hole. So one of the cats has just joined us.
He was thinking, this conversation sounds hot. I want to join in.
I'm a pussy magnet.
Absolute pussy magnet. There's pussy all over the screen.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's four-legged.
Yes.
And I have to be honest. I know we've sent messages and we had a brief sort of chat at V2V, but you know, being able to talk to you guys for longer now, I honestly feel like if Carlsberg made swingers, you two would be it, because you just feel like you are so on it. You know it, you totally understand it. You totally get what it's all about.
And you're a charmer.
You know, what can I say?
You can say what you like. You're in frenzy. No one's listening. You're in very safe company.
How did you find... Because obviously the one thing at V2V that sometimes people probably don't expect is how busy it can be. it can be extremely busy. For us, our first ever visit to the club, it was quite quiet, really, wasn't
it?
It was quite a quiet night. And so for newcomers, we always say sometimes a quiet night is not the best because you sit there and you feel like you're being watched. But when there's a whole crowd of people, and, you know, thank you for saying it was so friendly and not clicky. That means the world to us. It really does. But I think sometimes when it's busier, you can almost feel like not getting lost in there, but you feel more relaxed because you're not being watched. There's so many characters there.
Yeah.
And I think that was the good thing. There were so many different people, different shapes, sizes, and everyone was just so friendly. Like, even if you didn't have a conversation, people were saying hi to you. They weren't, like, turning their backs to you. And I think it just made it feel so much better because of that. And you feel comfortable. Because there's sometimes men and women, you can get a bit conscious of, well, have I wore the right thing? And everyone was so different and all looked fabulous that you kind of stopped thinking like that, and which is what I
There was a fabulous
loved.
Variety of people as well, I suppose. Yeah. So clearly there were, you know, we spoke to people who were from the north, from the south, from Wales, whatever, that all got their story to tell. Yeah. So it was all actually, well, it's no different than you meet someone, you know, on business in a hotel lounge and you talk about your world because actually you've never met that person before. You might never meet them again. So it's like being on holiday. You talk your world, don't you?
Yeah.
Whereas someone who knows you locally, you're just kind of right. Okay. Well, you might know that person. You might not know this and et cetera. You just get on with it. So, it was very relaxed, and the club with I'm a customer service fanatic, and the staff, the whole presentation of the club, but from the big car park to the welcome from the lady who was doing our form to the guys on the reception desk through to the bar staff who I had a good chat with a number of times. Smashed it, no problem.
I think as well, because we spoke to people who were newbies like us to the club, we spoke to people who had been many times before, and it just definitely
I think the only thing I've ever seen since on Discord chats and all the rest of it is observations that the locker room is reasonably small, but actually you know you're in a club where you're supposed to be around buddies, so actually it's not that necessarily small that actually you should have a problem, really, should you? Personally,
that's it. I mean, I've got to admit, and even in the locker room, there's some incredibly hot sights. I'm not going to be complaining about being tight in that locker room in squash jump.
Yeah. I'm not averse to female changing rooms or mixed changing rooms.
Exactly.
I do tend to sit down in the locker room, you know, just in case. You never know who's leaning up above you to get to their locker.
Or you sit down to make sure you can see
who's leaning.
So her eye height, she's at eye height with certain things.
Style.
I've never used the phrase "while you're down there" in my life. the locker room was absolutely fine. I definitely looked everywhere in the locker room. No problem with that.
But saying that, though, as we were leaving, I ended up kissing another girl.
Ah!
Who just...
You were living the dream.
She was just asking for it, really.
Yeah, she just asked. She could have, why not?
She did apologise for being a smoker because it was obvious she was a smoker, and she had a few, which is neither of us drink alcohol.
No.
To be fair, so we don't need alcohol to have a good time.
We're the same.
We're absolutely the same, my lovely.
Do you know what? The more we're talking to people, it's amazing in this lifestyle how so many people actually don't drink alcohol.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing is, it's so wonderful, and I'm sure you will know this, P, from obviously being like in the music industry, to go out to a night where it's predominantly not about alcohol, that is such a cool experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we couldn't stay at the hotel funnily enough, I didn't look where Liberty Elite was before. Well, I knew it was in Leicestershire, but I didn't actually look where. And because we got to Liberty Elite by me basically, or between us, when we're messaging people who liked our photos or whatever on FS, we just kept asking which clubs, and Liberty Elite just kept coming back and saying, this is the club you need to visit, you know. And we said we'd been to a couple that didn't really work, they were cold, whatever, and they just kept coming back and saying that. And I then Google mapped it and realised, actually, a bit scary, because we didn't go back there afterwards, I've got to be honest with you. My mother lives 10 minutes down the road. So we actually spent the day having a really relaxing time. Well, relaxing as you can with your mother. And then we both got changed in my mum's kind of bathroom and put coats on. And
luckily, I had a very long coat.
And we naffed off 10 minutes down the road to Lutterworth, whatever. So Mrs.
N has done exactly the same thing. I mean, you've gone out disguised with the long outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. Hanging around telephone boxes again.
Yeah. I know. I'm so sorry.
That means we are definitely, you know, it's really, even though we live probably an hour and 30, hour and 40 away from Liberty Elite, actually it's a double go there. I drove back, because again, don't drink, rather be in my own king size bed. Super King, not Super King. We just drove back. That was very a very horny journey on the way home as
definitely.
Well.
Definitely, we had a pit stop, didn't we?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
On the way back. Yeah.
Oh shit, we did.
Yeah.
Because the motorway was closed above a certain town below us, and and you kept saying there's a car behind us, and I'm thinking, freaking hell, we've been in the middle of a club all night with everyone. Are you worried about a car behind us?
We actually, when we first used to go to Libs, you forget about these things. We used to follow the cars on the way there, and we'd go, depending on the car, we'd go, bet they're swingers. We used to try and work out what was the swingers most type car. We reckon Jaguar, definitely at the top.
Yeah.
See, we parked, when we parked at Liberty, I'm completely paranoid about parking in car parks and people opening doors. Having said that, I was in Elle's car, not my own, so I suppose I was like, no, that's not good. but we parked by two massive Tonka toys.
Yeah.
There were these two massive Fall Guy. Obviously, you guys are much younger than me. The old Fall Guy, big yep. Tonka toy American. We got two massive pickups that were next to us.
We're noticing that trucks.
Yeah.
Trucks. We reckon Elon Musk, you know, with his new electric, we reckon Elon's like moving into Liberty Elite. There's some serious big trucks there.
I don't think there were many Teslas on the car park, because Tesla rhymes with tossing.
don't get Mr. N started on that one.
We'll join the electric scam. I didn't know saying that, but we parked by two Tonka toys. So are you saying Tonka toys? Oh, sorry, what you called them. Is that's an indication of swingers, is that?
Yeah. I think trucks, sometimes I have been accused. Delicious Debs has said to me, Mr. N, why don't you just go out for a wank in the car park? Because there are some seriously nice cars out there.
Can I just actually confess that you have literally left the club to go out to the car park because of the fact there's certain cars in there?
I have actually stood sometimes you, obviously, as you know, there's like two doors at Liberty Elite, and we're behind the second door. But yeah. Sometimes I'll kind of be in the actual reception area, and I will hear, I've got bats hearing when it comes to a V8. If it's a V8, or occasionally a V12, and I'm like, that's a V12. And there can be like 20 naked tits behind me, but I'll be like, I'm just nipping off to have a look at the V12.
One of my part-time business interest, because I haven't been in business for 8 years, is a supercar business, actually.
So I
absolutely get that, but I get to listen to them drive them whenever I want in a village very close to where we live, and we have about 40 cars in the warehouse stored for other people or ones that are owned by the business, put it that way.
You're gonna need to give him a tissue now.
Yeah.
I had a pal over from New Zealand who I met, who I was with on the tour last year abroad, and he came over for the UK tour, and I took him down because he's into classic motorbikes as well. So we have supercars there, we have Lombard RAC rally cars, etc., etc., etc.
That's cool.
They have a classic motorbike collection as well as a racing bike collection. And then I took them back to the barn conversion where they have a drum kit, keyboard, antique guitars hung up. And my mate and the two guys who run the business, father and son, they jammed for about an hour and I videoed it.
Oh, how cool. So
classic. When people visit you, you've got to entertain them, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Classic cars and like guitars. I think I've just had an accident in my pants.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I haven't got a guitar here because I'm left-handed, but you can see what's behind my sofa there.
We've got a really cool bit of kit. We've got a really cool bit of kit. Oh my god, that is so cool.
Apex and stag symbols.
Oh my god, that is so cool.
He's never going to sleep tonight, you know.
There you go. I've just at a very old age. I've just joined my first band as backing vocals. It's a gospel band and drumming. And I'll be joining the band in the next few months as a vocalist as well. So
wow. Yeah. Oh well, you know, if you're gigging,
someone said to me, "You're going through a midlife crisis." It's a bit early for that, isn't it?
I've got to say, you've got the best fucking attitude. Yeah. I mean, you are so cool.
You know what I used to do for a living? I used to, and I'll tell you this because there are quite a few in the country, but if people want to track me down, they're more than welcome. For 27 years, I grew my own chartered accountancy practice. So I was I taught other accountants how to run their businesses. So I had the most... my personally profiling tests were permanently, why are you in this job? Why you're a frustrated entrepreneur, whatever. I got out when I was 50, and now I invest in businesses and have fun and travel the world. And at a ripe old age, I've got the hottest girlfriend I've ever had.
Absolutely.
If I ever look elsewhere, I ring her and tell her and send her a photo or whatever. She comes to check as well. And there you go. And now I know, actually, she'll probably push me out of the way and jump in front as well.
We are almost out of time, guys. I can't believe it. We've just...
It's just gone so quick.
It's been so cool. I just want to say thank you so much.
Thank you too.
Yeah, thank you for the experience. Yes. Because as I say, we had an amazing the couple we have in contact, we've been in contact, who we were with at Liberty Elite, they're not actually on FS. They're off, as they said it, off radar, whatever, which is cool. No problem at all. And they may or may not at some point we'll bump into them again. That's fine. But
you never know. They might listen to the podcast and they might jump on FS. So
But they were hot beyond belief. That's so they were just so cool.
Yeah, but what? The only reason that our V2V nights are so good as they are is because of guys like you. And that's what makes it.
It's being hot yourselves. That's what it was.
Honestly, it's all...
Oh, stop it.
it is all our amazing guests, absolutely yourselves included, that make the V2V what it is. It's so special. So thank you so much for embracing it fully. And you fully... Jesus Christ, the big bed on the...
I know!
Well, we then the four of us... opportunity is the wrong word, but put it this way, someone moved the people on the corner bed down the far left hand back corner.
Yeah.
Moved. And by the time the other three looked up from whatever they were doing, which was pretty horny, I was already sitting at bed going, come on.
You snooze, you lose.
so we then smashed that bed, and I think both couples with our own partners did what Elle and I absolutely and I love, and I basically got choked by Elle sitting on my face and basically letting everything rip. I'll just leave you with that. thought and that picture.
I've just got to say before we go, apparently there's a guy that listens to the podcast who rides his bike while he's listening, and we have apparently drove him to jump in hedges from laughing and stuff. I think he is going to be so turned on listening to this episode. I hate to think where he's going to end up, bless him.
We have signed up for a series of 25 regulars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant.
I think for me, as I say, I'm going off now to change my underwear, because V12's Vintage Guitars, you guys, the most beautiful, beautiful lady, really cool guy, absolutely well built.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I may have noticed.
There we go. We got, yeah. And just the coolest attitude to the whole naughty hobby ever. We've got a giant pussy on the screen now.
Playing the drums.
A giant pussy playing the drums. Which is, yeah. Oh, guys, thank you so much for embracing and then coming on and being, you know, sharing your story. It's just the coolest ever.
Yeah, it is brilliant. And I'm really hoping that when you guys get an opportunity that you'll come back and see us and we'll get to spend some more time with you.
I think I've already told you how selfish you are to be having the next meet in May when I'm in Cyprus for 24 days. And then in June I think I'm in France to gig at. I really apologize. But July, August and September, I'm pretty sure we're pretty, so I could do with the dates off you as soon as you can. So
we will send them to you, my darling. We will definitely send them to you. I think one of the events we've got, which is in August, is it August?
That's my birthday.
Cream-filled donut day, isn't it?
So August the 10th, Saturday, August the 10th, I think you'll find it is. I'm doing this off my head. Is National Cream-filled Donut Day.
Oh.
So we're having a party to celebrate National Cream-filled Donut Day. We actually had a letter of complaint. This is really serious. A letter of complaint from somebody who went, I think that's really irresponsible. You're promoting unsafe sex.
I said, no, seriously, we're just talking about donuts.
they probably drive a Tesla.
we're not having any Bob Marley because we're only having cream in there. Back of the net. So I tell you what's in my diary for August the 10th, and Elle doesn't know this yet. Because I'm all about experiences and legacy, and experiences particularly. And how cool is the name of this show? We're going for the matinee in London, which will not affect us, to see Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, if I were a rich man. There you go.
I'm a bass. I'm a not bottom bass with a very high range.
Guys, that is so cool. So if anybody wants to contact you to say hi, yeah, and that, can they do that on Fab Swingers?
Absolutely. Always the Sun.
Always the Sun, Fab Swingers.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been absolutely amazing.
You can come and fiddle on our roof, but actually Elle's real name is not Roof, so you just have to fiddle on Elle instead.
Hey. That seems pretty cool. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. We'll carry on talking for another 3 hours if you don't press the button.
All right, I know. So if we keep in touch, and I can't wait to see you both soon.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.